Abraham Lincoln is the most celebrated figure in American history. His assassination, almost 150 years ago, transformed him from a mere politician into America's national saint.
It's the original martyrdom. It's Lincoln dying for the nation's sins.
He dies in the moment of his triumph on Good Friday in a Christian country. I mean, God, you know, who wrote that script?
To most Americans, he's the president who saved the Union, and every man from the Kentucky backwoods who rose from poverty to become president, living out the American dream.
He's all that Americans think the nation should be, and so consequently, we've become infatuated with him.
To African Americans, Lincoln will always be the great emancipator, the man who freed the slaves, thereby placing equality alongside liberty as one of those truths that Americans hold as self-evident. And for almost all Americans, particularly those in the North, he's the leader who guided the nation through the trauma of the Civil War, perhaps the central event in the country's history. But today, as America marks the 150th anniversary of Lincoln's presidency, an historic battle is being waged for the reputation of America's 16th president.